Buffalo has the most serious lead poisoning problem in all of upstate, with hundreds of children diagnosed every year with elevated levels of lead in their blood. As a result, these children can develop irreversible damage to their brains. City officials maintain that chipping and peeling lead paint in old housing stock is the chief culprit. Consequently, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown insists the city's drinking water is not a significant source of lead.
We know that we do not have issues with Buffalo water. We're clear on that.
But Investigative Post has found that the mayor's claim is open to question. For example, the city is not targeting homes for tap water testing in the neighborhoods where the lead poisoning problem is concentrated. Consider that five zip codes that include the east and lower west sides of Buffalo accounted for 91% of elevated blood lead levels from 2013 to 2015. These neighborhoods are collectively two-thirds minority. Yet homes in these neighborhoods accounted for only one-third of the samples collected citywide since 2002. Now consider the five zip codes that include North and South Buffalo that accounted for only 2.5% of blood poisoning cases. These neighborhoods are collectively 84% white, yet homes in these neighborhoods accounted for nearly half the samples collected citywide. No zip code in Buffalo exemplifies the disparity more than 14211, where lead poisoning is a serious problem. Only 5 of 300 samples collected since 2002 came from homes in this zip code. These neighborhoods around Martin Luther King Jr. and Schiller Parks are in the heart of the East Side, and they're 83% minority. The mayor said he's not alarmed by the disparity.
I'm not concerned because our water is good in the city of Buffalo. We're not ignoring any neighborhood. They have the ability to contact us and request that their water be tested.
Yana Lambernidou is a Washington, D.C. activist who served on an Environmental Protection Agency panel that recommended revisions to federal drinking water regulations that deal with lead. She said the disparity in Buffalo sampling program is concerning.
I would take the position that is morally highly questionable, if not outright wrong.
Virginia Tech University professor Mark Edwards has investigated lead in drinking water catastrophes in Washington, D.C. and Flint, Michigan. He said the disparity raises questions about the veracity of the mayor's claims.
You're kind of wondering, why are they going to where there's no lead poison children and sampling the water? This is where you'd expect to not find a lead in water hazard if water was a source. And it is. It's indisputable.
Eastside resident Alexis Adams said she was disappointed by the disparity in the testing program.
Makes me a little frustrated, a little angry, and a lot curious.
Buffalo activist Carolette Meadows has raised concerns about the city's drinking water for years. She was shocked by the findings of our investigation.
Does that make you angry?
Yes, very much so. And this is so inequitable. It's really criminal.
Buffalo Water Board Chairman O.J. McFoy said the city recognizes the holes in the tap water sampling program and plans to fix them. He said the city has already more than doubled the number of homes to be sampled this year and assured that more homes in the under-tested sections of the city will be included. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Telvach with Investigative Post.